Man, you're just like in and out quickly, Kingsley.
Well, I'm not prepared for anything on my side, but we will do this.
I was going to say that sounds like my third wife, but anyway.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 26 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities and are a place to talk about uplifting experiences that we have had. This is Kingsley Mack and Sin. How you doing, man?
I'm feeling magical, but overall, a little frustrated with the work schedule this week. But we get through it, and life moves on. How about you, sir? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, the work schedule, but we make it work. We have our podcast for the lovely listeners, which hopefully people are listening to, because we have
a very special guest this week.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce.
The member, or a founding member, creator of Side Quest Sunday, and also the creator of Destiny Digest, where he always hopes we find what we're grinding for. Awesome person, content creator, streamer, Danfinity, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm doing all right. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We're doing good.
Thank you for coming on, for sure.
Absolutely, anytime.
So tell us a little bit, I'd like to start off the podcast, really. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the community. We know you have a couple podcasts. You even have three, really, that you do. Destiny Digest, Side Quest, and Planet Destiny, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about all that.
Tell us your favorite first. No, just kidding.
I can't. They're all my children.
Yes.
I can't choose one. Hi, I'm Danfinity. I stream video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Danfinity. I've been doing that for about 3 years. I started doing that in order to quit smoking, just traded one addiction for another. And then I don't know why I do this, but I always like to keep plates spinning. So I was like, last year I joined Planet Destiny and did Side Quest Sunday, like a little bit before then. I've got two seasons of Side Quest Sunday under my belt that kind of wrapped up at the end of last month. And I decided toward the end of that season to start doing Destiny Digest, which is a daily Destiny show. Short form podcast. It's about like 5 to 7 minutes max most times, unless there's like, we did audiobook readings for the Luke Smith director's cut series. So those were like 20 minutes in length. But outside of that, yeah, that's pretty much what I do outside of if you want to know like three random facts about me. My band opened for Andrew WK one time. I used to be able to take my arm and fold it in on itself and then spin it out.
That's a little, makes me cringe thinking about it.
Yeah. I tried it recently and nearly dislocated my shoulder. So that was fun. And then, what's the other thing? What's another thing that I should tell you guys? My guitar has been to Canada before I've been there. So there's three facts.
Nice.
Those are fun. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
With your podcasting, you know, you have those three different ones. I've really been listening a lot to Destiny Digest lately. It's pretty cool. Where did that idea come from?
Jenny and I were about to take a trip out to San Diego, and I don't know why. Like, I've just been, this past year, I've been kind of like struggling with my niche in the community. I used to do raid helps on Twitch, which that, while it is a noble endeavor and anybody who does it is a saint, it was kind of wearing me down content wise or like creatively, because you can only do that so many times before, or for me, I could only do it so many times before I'd start getting like fatigued from it. So I was like, well, what am I going to do? I'm already a member of Planet Destiny, where we talk about it once a week, but there's so much that happens in the Destiny community that gets kind of glossed over. And so we were about to go for a walk or something before our trip to San Diego. And I just, before we left, I sat on the porch and I looked at her. I was like, I think I'm going to do like a daily Destiny podcast, because like nobody else is doing that right now. Like everybody watches like YouTube videos, right? But
yeah,
you can't always like have that on in your car when you're driving, yeah, when you're driving home. And like, I mean, it is a visual medium, so it's tough. Even if you turn just the audio on, it can be tough. So I don't know. I thought about like doing this podcast where it was each day had kind of like a set theme to it. And like Monday is our weekend update, where we just go over the news of the weekend for the most part. That's usually where you'll find your random bits. Tuesday is reset, always, with the news of that day that happened. Wednesday's kind of generally a light day, so I'm kind of experimenting with the structure for that program each week. One week we did like a 15-minute interview with a Numi dude, aka IRL Guardian, who is a real-life stuntman, and he does the Instagram videos where he's like reenacting some of the attacks from Guardians, like the supers and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got to interview him while he was on location in Boston, which was crazy. And then Thursdays are TWAB stuff. Fridays are Xur update, with each one being peppered with the news of the day. On Wednesdays, we have Light Lore with Green Eyed Music Lover. Like, after I announced that I kind of wanted to do this thing and make a couple pilot episodes, I was like, I'm going to need help doing this. Because I have ideas, but I don't know if I can execute them all, what with my busy schedule and everything. And luckily, like, so Andrew Gomez, the guy who edits and does the music for At Everyone podcast, he came up, I hired him out to do the music for the podcast. And then Green Eyed Music Lover and Arrow hit me up in the same day. And Green was like, hey, I'd really be interested in helping you do this, because it sounds like an interesting idea. Would you like any lore stuff? I was like, oh yeah, that would be really cool. And then Arrowcast hit me up. He's like, I was literally thinking about doing the exact same thing. How can I help? And I was like, the more the merrier. I'm all for this. And so we've just been working together. It's been about like a month and a half. It's been kind of crazy seeing it grow over that month and a half, what with being this late in Destiny's content cycle, and also like seeing how often it gets downloaded for certain episodes. Like our audiobook episodes are probably some of our, they're at least in our top 10 in downloads. And each week it seems like we get more and more people either downloading it on Apple or Spotify. And I think by the end of this month, we'll have like 4,500 downloads, something like that.
Nice.
But yeah, so
I want to tell you my favorite one so far have been the Luke Smith readings, because it's hard for me to sit down during the day at work and try to sit there and read that. I have customers. Mm-hmm. I have other managers coming to me. I have salespeople coming to me. I don't have a lot of time to myself now with this particular job that I'm at to mm-hmm. be able to do that. And I have an hour and a half drive one way. So I've been able to take these tidbits and other podcasts and catch up with what's going on without having to spend an hour or two once I get home and finally get to sit down and be able to enjoy playing the game or record a podcast. It's really helped me keep up with everything. So I definitely appreciate everything that it's done, because like you said, YouTube's a visual medium.
Yeah.
I've been with podcasts now for over a year, even back before the Guardian Up started and I was recording with Destiny Addicts. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've really appreciated it for sure. It's been a great content.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. And for me, like when I first started listening to podcasts, it was like all NPR based. And so like, I was thinking, like something kind of reminiscent of like those little bumpers that you'd get like at the top of the hour where they're like, and today in the news, like, like that kind of stuff. If you were to do that with Destiny, it hits everybody, right? It hits all skill gaps. Like there's the people who troll Reddit. I troll Reddit constantly, right? I kind of do that so that I'm up on things because I'm on Planet Destiny. I feel like I have a responsibility to know what's going on during the week. And I was already doing that like probably like an hour each day anyways. And trying to pick out like the good things that I saw. And I was like, well, I mean, not everybody has that hour. People have busy lives. Podcasts are easy. You just plug them in. They download automatically. You listen to them. They're like, in my case, they're just gone off my device as soon as they're done playing. And they're this like ephemeral thing, right? They're not meant to be permanent. They can disappear as they become untimely. And it for me, I was intrigued by creating for that format. I'm kind of shit at editing video. I'm trying to get better at it for different prospects in my career, but like I'm not good at it right now. So this fits in with what I do. Like I troll the internet for an hour. I write the script in about half an hour. I record it. Usually a 7-minute episode takes me about 12 minutes to record because, you know, sometimes you fumble words and stuff and you just have to start back at one and move on. And I edit that down. So in total, it probably takes me maybe 2 hours to edit an episode, like to compile it and edit it and get it out. So
it's great. Yeah. I love the format. I've really been enjoying it also, like Sin said, and I think it does hit this great niche where, yeah, there's been a lot of, this is just a daily news thing. And there's a lot of Destiny podcasts that will try to talk about the news in a weekly format. And then either that can get too long or it can, you hear the same thing on every podcast. I mean, we, on our podcast, we always mention too, we like to focus more on either interviewing guests or what we've been, Sin and I and people in our community have been playing throughout the week. And if news comes up in conversation naturally, that's great, but we don't really focus on the news. So I really do appreciate what you did with this daily news one. I've recommended it to many people.
Well, thanks. Yeah. And it's crazy too, because in doing it, I learned so many weird things out of it from the Destiny community. Like yesterday, somebody on the subreddit Raid Secrets found out that the Mars event emblem looked like a spectrogram. And like people in that community were like, this kind of looks like there's something hidden in it. And so they scanned it with a spectrogram and there's this kind of whooshy sound. And then I said, what does it say? I think it says, I think I'm lost.
Oh, wild.
Like, yes. You played that on the most recent Destiny Digest, this little sound snippet.
Yeah, and like it's crazy and it's really creepy. And as somebody, so I also have like a penchant, I have a lean toward like interest in the paranormal. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it, you know, that kind of thing, but like EVPs always intrigue me. And so like the spectrogram thing, it's purely a human made thing. It's meant to be this hidden like sound in an image. Thoroughly intrigues me, and it excited me so much when I listened back to that audio because it sounds so much like an EVP. I was just blown away. It was really it was really cool.
So the actual tagline to it in the audio message is, I am in trouble.
Oh yeah, I'm in trouble. Yeah. Oh god. It's just so creepy.
That is wild.
But as I've done this, it only like furthers my belief in the community, right? Like for all the stories that you hear of like, I got teabagged by this kid named like Douche Magoosh 69. And like, like for every story you hear of that, there's like another story of like, guys, I think I found this crazy clue to possibly like the raid. And then everybody just kind of dogpiles in and tries to solve for like what their specialty is. And I don't know, Destiny is a unique game where it has greatly influenced how I feel about humanity. Like, I've seen the ingenuity and I've seen the dark side of it, but I think the ingenuity wins out in the long run.
Oh, I get it. I feel that way too. And I hope that people can, I've seen good people leave the community because they've gotten, quote, I don't know, messed up from the bad side of the community. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for them. I wish it didn't have to affect them so much. I wish they would come back. And a lot of times they do come back after some time. They just needed some time away. But
yeah,
I just hope that we can all be nice to each other and good to each other, because it does. But you're right. I mean, overall, it is way, way more positive than bad. So we do have a good community.
Yeah. I think it also, like, in circumstances like that, it tends to come from, like, what you're looking at, right? If you're, and I think that's with anything in life. It's like, if you choose to look toward a net positive, you're going to see the positive things in life. And then if you're looking for kind of the darkness, you're going to find it.
I mean, we gotta go to the moon next. So I think we're going to be looking for a lot of darkness. A lot of ghosts.
It's haunted.
It is haunted.
So hopefully we won't become ghosts.
Yeah.
So earlier you mentioned kind of a fatigue. Do you have a couple recommendations of what other guardians can do to not be fatigued on content? You said you were doing a lot of raid helps and it just kind of got, you know, I guess repetitive.
Yeah.
What is your recommendation for that?
So
start a new podcast.
Yeah. Keep yourself cripplingly busy. Part of it is like, so, and I'm still kind of struggling with it because I came from a background where I was playing music a lot. And I know that my weakness is I can kind of get like a little bit of elitism, like an entitlement to myself. And what I have to remember is that, like, you're owed nothing. You're only as good as your last album. And you have to press forward. And so the thing for me, when it came to, like, raid helps and everything, I would just burnt myself out on that content. It wasn't so much that it was bad content. I wasn't varying it up enough. So I posted today about it, actually. I do these morning tweets when, like, I'm thinking on something and I need to hear it. The one from today was like, morning gang, you are good enough. You are worth time and energy. If you've forgotten why you started something, dig to the root of the concept and find the initial spark of joy. Erode ego, forget any monetary gain for it, create for a day. If you ask me today, that's my advice.
Solid. Yeah.
Yeah. That's excellent for sure.
Yeah, just going day by day with it because, yeah, I know, you always have to work on yourself in the long run philosophically. Once you think that you're a finished piece of art, like, you're pretty much done anyways. So I don't know. I feel like there's always room for growth and always room for, like, introspection. So trying to be better.
Yeah, well, I think you get it. That makes sense. And I agree with all those points. And I hope people can take that to heart.
Yeah.
So, Dan, you mentioned that you were doing a lot of raid Sherpas and streaming, and I'm curious about that. That's one thing that I potentially maybe would get into if I ever started streaming.
Mm-hmm.
But I do get what you're saying, too. It could kind of be this thing where it's just, I don't know. Tell me more about it. What am I missing? How was it?
Well, you know. So It's really fun. I really enjoy helping people, and I'll still continue doing it off and on, but I think it's going to be like on an a la carte basis where it's just like, if I know somebody specifically needs help, then I'll try to get a group together to, like, focus and help them. When you're doing raid helps and Sherpas, which mostly what I like to do are raid helps. There's no, like, carry. I don't like the carry culture. I used to stream on Destiny Tracker a lot where people were like, carry me through the raid. It's like, dude, if you can't make it on your own, like if you can't keep from dying every like 5 seconds, then we're going to have a real rough time anyway. So like, I try to make it like raid helps. I try to make it so that you're fostering kind of a learning atmosphere while at the same time keeping it kind of boisterous and familial. In a way where it's just like, yeah, we're just here to cut up and have fun. If you don't make that jump, I'm not going to yell at you, right? I'm going to give you a couple of pointers here. You know, if you bring out a sword, it puts you in third person. It's easier to make platforming stuff and, like, get that done. When it comes to encounters, usually I know most of the encounters like off the back of my hand. I don't know all the rules necessarily, but I know the two sides of it, right? I'm like, this is where we're trying to get to. This is how we're going to achieve it. This is what you're going to do. And the rest of us are going to just kind of run like clockwork. So what, like, just follow along. We'll take care of you as best as we can, but you're going to need to fill in the gaps when we need it as well. And so it was, I did a lot of that. And with that, when you're streaming it, there can be, sometimes you get nobody, like nobody wants to raid.
Really?
For that day.
Wow, I would have always thought there'd be a long list.
Well, I think it depends on how, like, how big you are, right? Because there's trusted names that people look to. And in other regards, like with my community, we're a little bit more tight knit and willing to help where we can. And so it's a little more insular than it is as broad as it can be with some of the larger streamers. With when I was on Destiny Tracker, it was like people constantly coming in and they're like, hey, you got room in the raid? And if you had a full team, they'd be like, oh, shit. Well, never mind then. This channel sucks. And like they'd leave.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And so it's just like, all right, well, I can't take that beating every day. And yep. So, yeah, like no matter how much you try to like extrapolate, like keep your ego out of it, like not feed trolls and stuff. There's some part of you that like, or some part of me that's just like, yeah, that kind of stung a little bit. So. But then I get the like punk rock fuck you thing going. So
yeah, that works. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So what do you think? Crown of Sorrows, I think for me, and I'd like to hear your feedback on it, almost prohibits carries and more so helping. It promotes the helping aspect because everybody needs to have a job.
Yeah, I agree. So that is one that I've only run once. I am not a huge fan of the Vicarious Vision raids, as it were. They are, I don't know. When you look at a raid and a raid encounter that like Bungie designs versus Vicarious Visions, Bungie's are like, how do you explain it? You're doing a lot of the same thing over and over again. You have the same mechanic a lot, but it builds from encounter to encounter, right? So like, the thing that you're doing, like the Eye of Riven is a perfect example in Last Wish. The Eye of Riven has multiple, is the same thing essentially, but it like, it varies from encounter to encounter what its job is. So it's still important. You still need to know how to use it, but it has so many different uses that you're just like, oh, okay, well, this is how it fits in this encounter. This is how, like, it's going to cleanse in this encounter. And this next one, it's still going to cleanse, but I can shoot lasers out of it. And, like, during the vault phase. And, yeah, it has different uses. Whereas with Vicarious Visions, it's a lot of the same thing over and over again. And I don't know if I have the patience for it or not.
Fair enough.
So... Yeah, but yeah, I've run it once, and I did the same thing with Spire of Stars, and yeah, so cool. I ran those two once. I never need to run them again. I get what the thing is.
I get your pain on Spire.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually don't mind Crown of Sorrows now that I got past the three nights of grinding it out for my first clear, and I've gotten a few more clear since. It's actually not awful. The worst part is getting everybody on the same page to learn the mechanics.
The worst part is the beginning. It is at least, I think it's one phase too long. I think there's four phases.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's like,
oh yeah.
It is, yeah, like, it is just, once you get to that third one and you're like, okay, I understand how stories work. I understand how jokes work. Everything works in threes. And then you just like get this fourth one thrown in and you're like, ah, God damn it. And so...
probably should have done three because you got the three areas at the end too. The three,
right?
What I call triads, Sin calls quadrants.
Yeah, but, yeah. You have the little spaces that you have to keep
three
open.
Would have been perfect.
So your favorite raid then?
Oh man, so It's tough because that evolves over time as you like get to know a raid. In Destiny 1, I'm going to say Wrath of the Machine. It used to be Vault of Glass for a very long time. And then it became, King's Fall. King's Fall was a good one for a long time. And I like that one a lot because I used to be the runner in the last phase where I'm just, you're all ghosty and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And you slam down on the knight, you take a raise lighter out, you take him out like one fell swoop. Then you just have to focus on getting the adds clear in the middle. It was a lot of fun, like getting the stun and getting the adds cleared in the middle. And then, but Wrath of the Machine, that raid, as I ran it more and more, is just like, man, I think that's the best they did. Like overall, I feel like it has speed to it. It has like varying encounters. It has like complicated mechanics that are all like, I just dug those a lot. And then in Destiny 2, it's like a close tie between Eater of Worlds and Last Wish. Eater of Worlds, like that. Okay, so the first bit is kind of dumb. You know, you got to play hopscotch or follow the leader, however you want to call it. But like, once you get past that point, once you like launch through the Goldeneye gun into the back half of that raid, that was probably the most fun I've had, like as a Sherpa and raid streamer, that I had for a long time. Just it was so fun to teach. I think I have like 63 raid Sherpas in that, and that's not a big number for a lot of guys, but like for me, that's like the one that I've Sherpa'd the most. And then Last Wish is just like a really solid raid. I love that thing to death.
Yeah, you're my man. I feel the same way. Like, not a lot of people were putting Eater of Worlds so high up, and I think I would have to put that as second also next to Last Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Eater of Worlds, yeah. I just love the mechanic at the end, and it feels like you're constantly moving and doing something. Mm-hmm. And it varies because, well, somewhat varies, you know, because mm-hmm. depending on what you get. And then I don't know. I liked it. And then, Last Wish, who doesn't like that? I mean, maybe if you haven't passed it, it's frustrating, yeah. But it's a fun raid. It's pretty epic.
There's still some folks who haven't done it, like done Riven the legit way. And like after a while of running it the legit way, it's like, okay, fine. That's all cool and everything, but I'm not some elitist hack. I kind of just want to get through with the raid.
It's kind of, especially if you're bringing people through and you need or if you're doing your third one for the week, right? On different.
Yeah.
You just kind of want to get it done.
Yeah. And I mean, like, look, I used to be in bands. I used to hang out with hipsters. I get it. But like, you gotta like, sometimes you just gotta get it done. So that's where, that's where I'm like, okay, we're just going to one phase this and we're going to move on. Cause that last session can take so long.
Hit or miss, depending on the team you're with.
But to be fair, Sin, we got to pass it legit at least once. I would love to do that
too. Yeah, we still haven't. We've been one phase doing
times
it, cheesing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. Like,
and then move on just once.
Yeah, you don't need to do it anymore than once. in my eyes, you get the one quote unquote legit clear, you're fine. You're all right. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I don't know. It's just Last Wish has a really, like, I don't know. It feels a lot like, to me, Wrath of the Machine. I mean, there aren't as many DPS encounters, which I miss those in raids, actually. Like with Destiny 2, they kind of neutered the DPS encounter on a mid boss. But I'm hoping they bring that back with this next raid that they're doing on October 5th.
I do have some high hopes for this being a pretty awesome raid.
Do you guys have a day one raid team?
Well, we usually
don't.
We'll try. I gotcha. We'll try to. We're more like, okay, I consider myself, I don't know what Sin thinks, but like, I consider myself a B plus A minus raider. Like, we're not like the first crews that will pass the raids, but I usually get itching to pass it within the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And start getting comfortable. So like a month in, I can start teaching other people. And I run the raids a lot, but I'm not like the hardcore first crews. I'd be down for that. I don't mind trying putting many hours in the first night. Usually mm-hmm. what we'll do is like, we'll probably hop in the first night and maybe get like through the first encounter blind, hopefully on our own.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get to the second or the third encounter, we're kind of getting tired. We're like, well, let's look up some info. We don't care as much anymore. And then probably obviously not pass the raid the first night or anything like that. But yeah, we have a lot of fun doing that.
So it's on Saturday this time around, correct?
Yeah, it is on Saturday, October the 5th.
And starting at what time?
Ah, man, I don't. It's probably 10 a.m. ET.
Oh, yeah, probably during the day.
If it starts during the day, I probably won't unless I can find a way to get that day off. If I get that day off, then I would be game at starting a day one. Trying to get a day one team together to try to do it.
We'll tentatively plan on that in the evening, Sin. I can wait even if it's during the day. So
yeah, we might not be the first to finish, but we'll be day one.
But damn it, we'll do it. Yeah,
we'll go in it. We'll give it a try.
I kind of stopped trying to do day one clears, just because like we jump in. Generally, then somebody would like freak out. Be like, why can't we solve this puzzle? I'm leaving. And then they buzz out. It's like, well, we got to find a sixth. And sometimes that wouldn't happen. So like it came down to what my enjoyment level of it was. And it's like, you know what? I actually enjoy watching the raid race more than I actually like playing the raid race. And there's a couple of streamers. Well, Polar Bear has, for probably about the past four raids that came out, she's run raid races like they're like an ESPN event, where she's got like four different streamers that she's asked if it's okay to stream them and to like do commentation over the top, or be a commentator over the top of it with a couple of other people. And she'll just switch between who's quickest or not. And I think on the last one, that kind of ballooned up to like possibly like 20 people instead of four. And then Destiny Community Podcast, they did that. DCP did the same thing, like kind of in competition with, but for a good cause, because I think they raised money for St. Jude for that, I believe. So.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, we'll see what comes around this time. I think, I don't know if you were in our group, Sin, but Eater of World was the closest raid that I almost passed first night when we hopped in. We got to the end encounter and I think we knew what to do, but we just weren't getting it done. Not enough DPS or not staying alive, you know?
I don't think it was Eater of Worlds, but I think my first one, like blind, like true blind was Spire of Stars. Cause I think that was the closest I started to day one.
Yeah.
And that might've been day one that we started. And that was, that was just not jiving.
It was not jiving with us. Did we even pass the first encounter?
No.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Not hard now, but yeah, we were just, having a hard time there.
I don't know. It just, man, Spire of Stars. That raid makes me angry.
I really only want it for the catalyst for Sleeper at this point, and that would have to be prestige in order to get it. That's the only reason I'd really want to run it now.
Yeah, I just don't have the patience for it. I got my one and I'm like, okay, good. I'm out.
That is true. Well, there's a lot of other interesting things going on. We don't have to talk about all the stuff, but I was just curious if what your thoughts were generally real quick on the topic of seasons coming up in Destiny. I think it's pretty cool stuff coming up, and with these punch out track of weapons and ornaments that we can get.
Oh, absolutely. I got I got to be careful, because on YouTube, me and the guys on PD got called Bungie sluts. So I have to be very careful about how I handle this. But it's like, personally,
or Bungie shill or whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, I'm cashing my checks.
It's not a problem for me.
I'm cashing my checks, and I'm throwing money at the screen, and people are upset about it. So, but I personally, I like the seasonal structure. It makes sense. It's not that far off from what do you guys remember the books? Like in Destiny 1?
Yeah, good point.
Too far off from that. So You're just, instead of putting it in like a book format, you're now just putting it in a seasonal content format akin to like Fortnite or, you know, Dauntless. As far as when it comes to reskins, I like, as long as it's not like the same role I had, I'm cool with it. But I don't know. We kind of discussed this on PD last week where it's like some of the stuff, like the really pretty stuff that you can get is mainly from Eververse.
Mm-hmm.
Or for paint or being on that money track, right? And then the other stuff, like the raid armor is recycled content. So maybe they could have like swapped, maybe, I don't know. I'd be fine. Or have brought up like the phenotype plasticity set. Like, why not make that the raid armor? Which I agree with. I think it's a beautiful set and it actually it looks raid quality to me. When you look back on raids in Destiny 1, that was some like the most unique armor. But like even if they did like the substitutional armor set and then added those glows that they gave to the Garden of Salvation raid armor set to the substitutional armor set, you'd be fine. You know what I mean?
It's a tough balance. It's a tough balance. And I heard somebody else talk about this on a recent podcast. I'm pretty sure it was Destiny Reset, mm-hmm. where Cyborg Sasquatch kind of gave his opinion on it. And I would almost have to agree with him. I think one positive way of doing it on the paid track, the punch out list of items to get, is that everybody can get it without having to do the pinnacle activities or having to find a team. You just grind out the season, you get it. I think that's one way to look at it. Unfortunately, they're not going to make everybody happy.
Right.
It's just maybe this was probably the lesser of two evils. But right. I'm going to pay for it either way. It's I'm throwing my money at the screen. Let's go. Let's get it all done.
Yeah, and like I enjoy the game, and I like now that Bungie is independent, I'm willing, you know, I'm willing to support them even further now that I know that Activision maybe doesn't have their hand in the till, you know, mm-hmm. like they're trying to make their own thing. They're trying to make it really good for us. And we'll take a look at let's in 3 months. Sit down, take a look at how the season was and be like, OK, what would have been better in the long haul for that season? I hate kind of like presupposing what's going to happen because it like it's we're very limited in our knowledge of it, right? Like
true.
We only know from what they've told us and from past history. And I guess you do have to make decisions based on how you've been treated in the past, but at the same time they're newly reinvigorated and ready to show us some new stuff and some fun stuff. And you just at a certain point we have to not have our fingers so much in the pot and let it be a piece, you know, like if it's kind of like if you were to crowdfund a band's album, right? And they're like, okay guys, so these are the changes that we're going to make to this album with our sound, and then because you're like you gave your money to them at first because you trusted them, and then when they announce, hey, we're going to make these changes, it's like, well, I liked this guitar sound from the last album better. You should do that. I didn't like how the drums sounded on the previous two albums, so you should change that. Can you change that, please? At a certain point, like when you're making something, you're responsible for it. And you can't really listen to much else. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, you can't please everyone. I mean, I also think that this way that they're doing the seasons and with these tracks of punching out items is pretty cool. It does remind me of the book also, and I think it's a plus because these are additional things we're getting that, you know, you don't have to pay for these additional things that mm-hmm. they shouldn't be any pay to win stuff. It's not like there's going to be some exotic Galahorn that's only in the paid track. Now, if that was the case, maybe we'd have a different discussion, but
isn't there an exotic that's only available during the paid, or do you get it sooner in the paid track? I think that's it, right?
Yeah. And maybe I'm saying it wrong, but I think that's what it is. You get it sooner. So, and that's fair enough, right? That's how other games do it too. And I can understand people not loving that, but there's nothing necessarily wrong with it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a way to make it work. And on the topic of how armor looks, I mean, I try to separate it. honestly, other than the chromey cool Vex armor, the rest of the sets, they aren't amazing to me. But at the same point, I'm not like, oh, why aren't they doing better? I'm perfectly fine. Like, they did a good job. I can see how they have some pleasant styles and looks to them. They're just not what I would pick. But I'm not going to say, Bungie, don't reskin this armor. I think it's perfectly fine. They did what they did. And we still have, what, like 5 sets of armor? I mean,
I think it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, you get 6 sets of armor. Like, I feel like all the sets look pretty unique and interesting. And I mean, they've slimmed up the pauldrons on the Titan aren't huge anymore. So that's another bonus.
That's a bonus.
Yeah. So the only set that I really have a problem with. Yeah, the set that I have a problem with only because of like creep factor is the Dreamebane armor. I don't know what's going on with Warlock. I don't know what's going on with the Hunter.
The Hunter looks like an Ewok.
Somebody said that like those masks are based on like some Aztec war masks, which are interesting. I don't know. I'm not an Aztec like expert, but more power to them for using different design philosophies outside of like European or, you know, Eastern philosophy.
But we also have armor 2.0 now, so we can basically run whatever armor we want that still drops in the game. And I might be going, who knows, I may be going for Escalation Protocol as my main look. So I'll be running that, trying to get a good roll, and then just, boom, there you go.
Yeah, go get what you want. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Mine will be a hot mess until I get all up to level.
Hey, Sin, you got your wine mask ornament. You look good now.
Yeah, I did. I'm not going to lie. I did buy it because I was tired of the... I wanted something a little bit different. The Gion ornament for the one-eyed mask. Mm-hmm. I went for it.
I gotcha.
Got to do that. Got to give him some love.
I know there's a lot of stuff. The TWAB was released on 9.5. We don't have to go into a lot of depth with it, but to anybody who's interested, they can take a look at the changes coming to the buffs and basically nerfs. That are coming. There's a long list. They kind of outlined everything that was going on, including the instant reloading from the Rally Barricade and Luna factions is going away. That was really the big one for most people who are doing one phases in raids or large encounters. But yeah, anybody who wants to look at it, check it out. I don't know if there's anything in particular, Dan or Kingsley, you wanted to touch on with those updates.
I mean, I'd like to speculate that Titan Weapons of Light Bubble will be much more prevalent going forward.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are speculating that.
You're welcome for being a Titan.
I can see that. It actually makes Titans useful in in-game activities now, so.
You don't have to eat crayons in the corner anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch of crayon eating haters over there.
Yeah, hey, I need you to hit this real quick, just for a second, and then you can go back to like whatever the hell you were doing over in the corner. It's fine. All right. But Glad actually, regardless of what you're going to do, people are going to outthink and outclass whatever the last strategy is, right? Like, people are going to learn to adjust, and Glad today posted a video about the new boss one phase DPS strat. For after Shadowkeep drops.
Interesting. What is he speculating? Is it, do you kind of know a short version of it?
I'll post the video. I haven't watched it myself, but I just saw that he had posted it. So I'll drop the link later in our chat. Yeah. I'll drop the link in our chat and you can take a look at it. But it's people are always gonna outthink it. You know?
I'm hearing rumblings of Sleeper becoming more prevalent. Whisper. I'm hearing rumblings of Outbreak becoming more prevalent. So,
Outbreak's been a good DPS machine. So is Whisper. Whisper after it got its nerf, maybe not so much, but we'll just have to see. I'm holding judgment until I get my hands on it and see how it plays.
It's fun to speculate, but why speculate too much? Because we really aren't going to know until.
Yeah.
But I do think Titan Bubbles will for sure, at least people will be trying them a lot, or chances are they'll be pretty useful.
They'll be so probably, and we've talked about this on PD last week, you're going to see them a lot in Gambit. Like, Helm of Saint 14 just bubble over the bank. Have fun, guys. Yeah.
Oh, I saw somebody post a video putting a bubble over the Gambit boss so the other team didn't DPS them. I thought that was great.
Yeah. There's going to be all sorts of stuff that you're going to be able to do.
Stupid Titans.
Yeah. So I don't know. It is what it is. I'm excited for our Titan friends to be useful again. So have fun.
Do you have a class that you would call your main?
I am a hunter main.
Okay.
Despite what the people in my chat say, I am a hunter main. Do not pay attention to them.
Okay.
When this gets posted and they're like, oh, Dan's a Titan main. Do not. I said I made a mistake once in chat a long time ago, and I've never lived it down.
All right. Heard it here. He's a warlock.
I will
let the rumors
burn
begin.
This house. I will burn this house to the ground.
Hunter's cool. I'm down with Hunter.
All right, cool. Good.
Yeah.
Because like, you know.
Just not Crucible.
It is my favorite, like hands down my favorite. I love doing Arc Strider. I love the Metal Tree. Because in Crucible, people never expect you to whip out the Metal Tree Arc Strider. So a Dawnblade comes at you and they're like, wah, wah, wah. You just spin your little staff and you're bouncing it right back at them. They die. It's hilarious for everybody involved.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Golden gun goes off. You pop that. It's crazy. It's so dumb.
What else do we have this week? Anything else interesting that we've done throughout the week with any of our community members? We don't have to take up too much of Dan's time here.
What day was it that we got Gator through?
Oh, yeah. That was excellent. We just do want to mention that real quick. Gator over from Guardian Down podcast. They're a good crew over there. And we got Gator through two raids that he had not finished yet to finish off his title. He's like, I need a Crown of Sorrow and I need a Scourge of the Past. And we were like, okay, let's just start easy with Scourge of the Past and we'll see. We were really only counting on doing one raid, right, Sin? We're just going to get that one done.
Right. And it got super late into Crown of Sorrows because that last encounter is a little rough for anybody who's learning it. And I think it was closing in on 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, all right. I feel it. This is going to be the run. Got it.
Got it.
Hey, nice.
And Gator got Anarchy for Scourge of the Past also. Yay.
I hate him.
Public service announcement, too, for those at the Guardian Downcast. In the words of Gator, suck it, Hazel.
Wait, Dan, so do you not have Anarchy?
I don't have Anarchy yet, and I've been trying to get that thing, and I'm just upset with Gator right now. That's the latest person that I'm upset with.
And Kingsley and Sin.
I got mine
second run.
Well, great. It's been great to be a guest on the podcast, guys.
We will certainly help you run Scourge if you want to put in a couple runs one night.
You need Sin's RNG. He does pretty good.
Only exotics. The stuff with Wayfair made me want to pull my little bit of hair out.
It sounds kind of like how it was. So with Last Wish, it was, I forget how many runs of Last Wish I did before I finally got 1K voices.
I won't tell you how many it took me.
But every person we helped through that raid on the first time got one. Every single time. And I was upset about it, and I cursed their name. I said they were dead to me until I got mine, and then we became friends again. So I'm just going to say this now. You're all dead to me. I'm talking to dead.
Sounds good. But we hope to be friends really soon, so we gotta get you that weapon.
That's all okay. Right,
sounds good.
I haven't gotten, what is it? Taraba from Crown, and I'm three completions in. So 1K first run, Anarchy second run, and now nothing with the third. So my RNG apparently ran out.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Well, yeah, it's been a good week, and a lot of things, fun things have been in the news. But we want to have a quick little bonus round at the end of this discussion, and feel free to bring up anything you want. But we must know, the people must know, Dan, what is your favorite dessert?
Okay, so Growing up, I was never a cake guy, right? So for my birthday, my mom, she used to make cakes for everybody. Cake is fine, especially my mom's cake, whatever. The best thing that she ever did was on my 12th birthday, she switched over from cake to pie. Mm. So pie life is the high life for me. I'm a huge key lime guy, like a key lime pie, to the point where this past year, Jenny and I celebrated 7 years together as a couple. We went to a fancy cake place, and they had key lime pie there. Didn't even eat their stinking cake. We just ate the key lime pie.
Oh, that sounds good.
And yeah,
I get it. I think I felt the same way growing up. Man, here's another thing. I too was like, what's with these cakes for birthdays? Get me something else, you know?
Like, you eat cake, you get ice cream with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's sure. That was usually like the birthday thing with us. Yes. It was like cake and ice cream. Mm-hmm. But you have to sop. The thing with cake is you have to have the ice cream in order to sop it up a little bit, in order for it to go down the gullet a little bit. Either that, or maybe my mom like maybe overcooked the cake. I don't know. I don't want to put that on her. I want to put that on cake.
That's why you get an ice cream cake, and it's
yeah, a win. Yeah. I guess that's is that really a cake then? Isn't it a pie?
No, it's an ice cream cake.
I don't know. I don't know. The jury's still out on that one. So.
Key lime's good. Yeah. I like pies over. I would rather pick a pie over a cake any day, except for maybe there is a really good, like if it's a dense chocolate cake, that's really moist. I said the word, but
moist. Yeah.
But yeah, some of those cakes are pretty dry. You just need the ice cream mixed with it.
Lately, Jenny and I have been getting the Outshine bars. Have you heard of these? Have you gotten these in the past?
Familiar.
No clue what they are.
Tell us Outshine. Okay, so they are. I listen to a lot of podcasts. In this one podcast I listened to called This Is Rad, they were doing during their Summer of Rad this year, they did an episode on popsicles. And so they got like probably 10 or 15 different varieties of popsicles. Everybody tried one from the pack, like just like taste tested it, maybe didn't eat all the popsicle and then moved on to the next one, and they rated them. Right. And so while this is going on, I'm like, God damn it. Now I want a popsicle. So I went out to the store while listening to the podcast, went and looked in the popsicle aisle, and there's these things called Outshine, and they're like, they're supposed to be organic. I don't care. They taste delicious. It was like the ones that we picked up were like mango, and those are really solid. The pineapple's good.
Now.
Yeah. The pineapple's all right. It has chunks of pineapple in it, which I don't know how I feel about. The lime was really good. And the lemon was really good.
Ooh, I'm seeing coconut also, and all sorts of yummy flavors.
And they also have like, they also do like yogurt, freezy pops with like peach, and those are good. Man, I'm going to have to go down. We have like a freezer full of them now, so I'm going to have to go down and get one after this interview. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
You are welcome.
Yeah, and now we're just going to have a quarterly podcast where you join up with us where we can have review on desserts and Outshine popsicle bars.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you about the new one that I had this week.
There you go.
Yes.
So.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man. Outside of that, so when I was growing up, family lore was that my grandmother was responsible for the top prize at the state fair every year is called the President's Box. And the idea is you make as many different varieties of candy as you can. And each year there's a different theme for the President's Box, right? So like it could be like Farmers United, and like you make a box that's somehow like into that theme. You have the candy in there, you submit it, and rumor in the family, and I think this is actually true, was that my grandmother was responsible for making, you could only win the President's Box every other year. When we were growing up, we'd go to her house, and she'd have ribbons upon ribbons up on this, like, mantle above a mirror, and we're like, what are those from? And she's like, from my candy, and she would make candy all the time. So, like, I had so much candy as a kid, I'm kind of candied out. I don't really go for sweet all that much unless it's like a Coke. Like, Cokes are my vice, but I don't know, man.
And I remember didn't you go to a fair recently? I seem to remember seeing pictures on Twitter or something
yes.
like a little while ago.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Fairs are fun.
I need to take back my dessert. I need to take back my dessert because I forgot all about this.
Redacted. Redacted.
All right. So every year at the State Fair in Indiana, since I was a little kid, there's a stand that does Dole Whips.
Oh, go on.
And my year is not fulfilled or complete. Like, that's the check mark on my shopping list of like things I got to do in a year that I have to hit every year or else I feel like a sack of garbage, is to go to this one stand and get a Dole Whip. This year I had two because I was feeling fancy.
Like, you used to only be able to get those at Disneyland, but now they're like all over.
This family has been doing it. I mean, I've been going there I'm 32. So this was my 32nd year getting one. My parents even said that I had like, they fed me a little when I was a baby. So I'm thinking that that's maybe like the thing that's like helped me survive this long. So I don't want to jinx it.
Okay, pineapple on pizza?
I'm for it.
Oh, you're our friend. Oh, at least my friend. I don't know about Sin.
Not my friend. Okay. You might be my wife's friend, but not my friend.
Look, man, there's no rules. There are no rules in regards to pizza. Enjoy what you enjoy. Put on it what you want. I may not eat it, but I'm not going to harsh your mellow.
My wife enjoys it. She gets it all the time, and I'm like, I will not eat that. You can eat it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big fan of the flavor combination. But
yeah.
It's funny, too. I tend to tell the story, like, growing up in California, maybe because we were, like, West Coast, like, closer to Hawaii. Who knows the reason? But I feel like even going to kids' parties, that was a standard pizza everyone would order. You'd get a cheese, a Hawaiian, and a pepperoni. Like, no questions asked. Like, you would just get them. And then I start growing up in life and hearing about all these East Coasters like, we don't know pineapple on our pizza, you know? So I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is. So
my sister, I forget where she went to school, but wherever she was going to school, we would go to this place called Eskimo Joe's. It was a pizza place. And they made this like BLT pizza, bacon, lettuce, and tomato on a cheese pizza. And it was fine. Like, it wasn't terrible. Wasn't great. But, you know, somebody out there, that was their favorite kind of pizza.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't yuck somebody's yum.
Well, there you heard it, folks. Dan likes pineapple on his pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, it's been pleasure talking. It's been so awesome having you talk about Destiny, talking about your ventures with your podcasts, with your streaming, with everything that you do.
Thanks, man.
Any interesting things you have coming up, or should we just tell people to follow you as normal?
So Borderlands 3 is coming out tomorrow, so I'll be playing a little bit of that on the stream. As far as like things in the stream, I'm just trying to like balance out life work stuff right now with streaming and everything else, all the other creative stuff that I do. Yeah, so the only other thing that I can think of, so this past week there was a loss in the community from a Liam, aka at Boudet Touches, and just take care of one another, I guess, is the thing that I should that I want to say. Just look out for one another. If you see somebody in trouble, offer help. I know that Project Guardians podcast has a huge community. That of professionals to help you through a tough time. Just reach out and take care of one another. So
the biggest thing for everybody to remember is you are not alone. There are other people out there that are in similar situations, and there are other people out there that are there to help. Visit projectguardians.org. That is the place to go.
Yep.
And Dan, with that, why don't you tell people where they can find you on all the places, all the platforms?
All right. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DanFinity. That's 4 days a week. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DanFinity, but the I's are L's, so Dan Flannelty. Outside of that, I mean, you can find me on this podcast this week. You can find me on Destiny Digest. You can find me on Planet Destiny. on Sunday at 7 p.m. with TBL, Nim Plays, and Aura. And yeah, Side Quest Sunday. I'm looking at starting that back up next May. So keep an eye out.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, thanks again so much. We will be very looking forward to when this episode comes out. We hope everyone follows you at the places. And as your suggestions, you said, please, everyone be good to each other. We really, really agree with that. And that's the way to keep this community positive.
Yeah.
Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia, Sin is C-Y-N, and on Twitter at Sin_Media. Kingsley, let's go.
Let's go. You can find me as Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and on Twitch, and you can find me on Twitter as MC Kingsley. You can find our show at our website at theguardianhub.com and also our Twitter as The Guardian Hub. We have our Discord you can join and our clan. You can find those links in the About Us page on our website. And as always, if you're looking for other podcasts to listen to besides the lovely Destiny Digest, there's many other Destiny podcasts too. You can go to the webpage that we maintain at destinypodcasts.com. Well, thanks everyone for listening this week, and be good to each other and have a good week. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.